Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So we're living in a new world now. So many of us are working from home, learning from home. All of us are isolating. That's true for Radio Boston and our team as much as everyone else. We really miss each other, and I'm sure that there are people that you miss too. So we wanted to show you one of the things that we're trying to do to stay connected, which is tell stories of how we're passing the time. Radio Boston producer Zoe Mitchell is with us today to tell us how she's been making it work while working from home. Zoe, how are you? How are you handling things?
Hi, Tiziana. Yeah, no, I'm good. I have good days and bad days, so I'm taking things day by day. Today's a good day, which is good, but I'm feeling, you know, I feel like things are crazy right now, but I'm thankful that, you know, I'm healthy and safe right now. My boyfriend I'm isolating with is, and my family and friends are all doing okay. And it's great to work with a team and on a show that we're able to, you know, process everything that's been going on. So
awesome. So what have you been doing to stay entertained, Zoe?
I have been doing every single type of video call you could imagine. It's been a little overwhelming to me. It's all calls all the time. So I've FaceTimed, Google chatted, Zoomed, House Partied, which is this app that I love where you can do Pictionary and games. And we've been being my family and my friends have been being very intentional with what our calls are about. So I've had book club, you know, we've figured out how to do Scrabble, had a yoga class, watch rom-coms. You know, we even had a talent show over Zoom.
Wait, you were in a talent show?
Yeah, I was in a Zoom talent show organized by one of my good friends. She called it the first annual Quarries. I'm kind of hoping it's the only annual Quarries. But
what was your talent?
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. And now that I'm sharing it, I'm like, oh no. But I hula hooped while I rapped along to a Nicki Minaj song. So
that is creative.
Between you and me, I think.
So, and everyone who's listening, of course.
Oh, what? What are you talking about? No. it wasn't a total mess. And, you know, when a talent show is over Zoom, I think everyone's a winner. So.
Nice. What about in between all the Zoom calls? What else are you doing and how you handling those quiet, lonely times?
Yeah, I definitely have like had to learn how to take a lot of time for myself. So I'm crafty. I've been trying to create some greeting cards, you know, go through some old photos. I've also been, you know, weekends are really long for me. So I know that, you know, you and I are both into exercise and fitness. Yep. So I've been going on runs and doing a lot of online workouts. One of my favorites is this local woman. Her name's Eliza, and it's this Kick It by Eliza class. It's kickboxing, and I've roped you into trying it this week. So I'm hoping you'll enjoy it as much as I do. And
can't wait.
You know, I've just been trying to enjoy, you know, try and support, I guess, as many local establishments and places as I can while staying in my house. So ordering from local restaurants and, you know, renting movies from the Coolidge Corner Theater. So,
well, that's Radio Boston producer Zoe Mitchell. Zoe, it's great to talk to you on air. Thanks for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering, and I hope you will join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.